Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, playing in select cities across the U.S.
and select cubicles around the world at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Didn't he come into Wichita or something like that?
Last month.
Oh, you missed him. Last month. Okay, got it.
This guy is all over the place.
Yes, he is.
Next year, Lewis Black joining us. In fact, my wife and I were looking at your calendar the other day, Lewis, and it looked pretty busy, looked pretty packed. And I said, yeah, that looks like a pretty aggressive schedule. And then we sat down and we counted it. The most you work is 10 days in 1 month.
Yeah. It looks bad. No, I did 50 dates from the end of August till just past weekend.
Yeah. But, you know, with meet and greets and preparations, you probably work like a six-hour day.
Yeah, no, it's the whole thing becomes, it's the stuff in between like this, having to talk to people like you.
Yeah, you got to do the media.
You know, dragging me down, taking what little spare time I have.
Like this.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. I really wanted to work in my wood shop today.
Yeah. Well, we thank you for taking time.
I didn't know you had one. Right there in the apartment, you got a lathe and everything right there?
No, it's downstairs. I go on the road so I can get an extra room where I can cut my fingers off.
Okay. And you do homemade Christmas gifts.
Oh, absolutely.
I think, Lou, I look back here, I don't know, the past couple of months, when you were on Broadway, and I think you were on you were doing the TV circuit. You were on Morning Joe, and I happened to glance back when we were on the air. I think it might have been back in September or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I love about you on those shows are, I know you got to do those. I realize it's national TV, but it's also, you get to see your face on that, and you just look, you look so less than interested.
Well, because they were.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. I turned it up during a commercial break. We were on a commercial break. I turned it up. I'm thinking, they're not asking Luke fun stuff.
No, they put me in a slot where the show was already finished.
I know.
So it was like the show was finished. They put me on the next day. So it's like they're done. They're out the door. It's like, oh, here's that guy who yells a lot.
Yeah, and do they always have producers in their ears saying, tell them this and make them yell?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, it's just, why don't they just have sticks so they can poke me? Then they don't have to do any, they don't even have to ask a question.
Of course, now I know, Lou, you could be on the phone making that same face right now with us.
Oh, no. This is never, you know, you've been nice to us.
You've been nice.
No, I'm not nice to you. It's like, it's enjoyable. Okay. I like you guys.
All right.
But, you know, there are people who are still, like, know what they're doing. In our new age where it's like, hey, don't worry about it. You've never run that. Go ahead. Sure.
Oh, I wonder what you're talking about there. All right.
Yeah, boy, you don't really. Oh, gee, we don't care about a resume anymore.
No, we don't. We don't.
No, sorry, Bob, not between the internet and this jackass, we're set.
I want to ask you that, Luke, since we haven't talked since the actual election. And this is what I'm worried about. I know you are, too. Will there ever be a new normal again, or are we never going to go back to normal?
No, we're going to go back to normal.
We will? Hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You know, or if we don't, we're in, you know, don't worry about it. It'd be like taking a drug every morning.
That's true.
It's the only thing I find disturbing is the post-truth. They keep calling it the post-truth
era. Lying. Right.
You know, that what you... The whole concept of because you feel it, it's real.
Right.
Well, you know, that was what I did on LSD. Okay? If we don't have a common agreement on what reality is, ball game's over.
Yeah.
Ball game is over. Done.
We get
you have to have that packed before you even get to the Bill of Rights, you schmucks.
But I would like to hear your analysis, because I think Matt Taibbi,
your analysis.
Yeah, of where the Democrats went wrong. And Matt Taibbi did a piece in Rolling Stone pretty recently here, and he said his mistake, and a lot of people's mistake, was that they listened to the media, they listened to the pundits, they did not pay attention to the people. And this happened.
Well, it's hard to pay attention to, when you break it down, to the 18% of the American people who actually, on either side, voted for the person they wanted.
Right.
Because 60% of the American people didn't want either of them.
Right.
Yeah.
So
true.
For start, we already started off in a ludicrous position to elect anybody to office.
Yeah, we did.
And I think that we're in. I think that a lot of it had to just do with, first off, the Democrats, if they're in a room and someone has a sword out, they'll run at it and throw themselves on it.
Right.
That's it for starters.
Yeah.
They got a billion people wandering around. Apparently, someone gave me the number. This can't be right. $1.2 billion she spent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that's correct.
Well, for God's sake, you could have bought votes.
You actually could have. Yeah.
I mean, so they spent $1.2 billion, so they got all these people on the ground, and I can still, and I remember Carville was on at the beginning, saying, well, that's not why they're going to lose, because they got to put the greatest army of people out there getting these votes out. Well, nobody noticed anything while they were wandering around? No one noticed that that there were a lot of Trump supporters?
Yeah, there were.
They were knocking on doors?
There were, but there were also, obviously it doesn't matter. The Electoral College is what matters. I always get yelled at for saying this.
I think a lot of the...
She had 2.7 million more votes, and I live in a conservative state. My vote doesn't count. Conservatives that live in liberal states, their vote doesn't count. So don't tell me every vote counts anymore. I'm done with that. It doesn't count. It does not count.
And then... They turn around and call it a mandate. Well, you can't.
No.
Don't stop it already.
I saw.
There is no mandate. There's a split in this country. No. Wake up.
It's a total split. And by the way, he's bragging about that Electoral College victory being really high. Have you seen the graph on that? He's like the 30th highest Electoral College win.
Well, he doesn't care.
Wait, he's 30th down. There's like 29 more elections that were ahead of him.
Yeah, they were bigger landslides.
Yeah, he's going around telling the post-truth people that he had the biggest one ever.
Okay, well, they're going to believe whatever he says.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
And that my problem is I have found him. He's been in New York City since I arrived here, and I've had to listen to him, he's not a good speaker.
No.
He has no... Look, the only thing, both of them have this kind of problem, which is a sense of, both Hillary and him had no sense of humility.
Right.
Which is exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you got to have it.
Here's the deal. There's no boogeyman on the left anymore. She's not the president. She's not going to be the president. She's done. They own the House and the Senate, and they own the White House. So who are they going to get?
And they own a lot of, in Ohio they voted they voted yesterday for the abortion thing, and it's, they're rolling along.
Who are they going to yell at now?
They're going to yell at each other, which is going to be spectacular.
That's it.
Because that's the worst part. The worst part is that, what's really going to flip people out is when they're sitting there watching the nightly news going, God, that Lindsey Graham is really smart. I didn't know that.
I know he kind of is right now. He says some smart things right now, Lindsey. It's actually because he's challenging Trump a little bit, which is pretty amazing,
And also, I don't know at what point, when the tipping point's going to occur for these people.
Right.
But when the president of the United States says he's also going to remain as the executive producer of the new Celebrity Apprentice.
Right. What is that?
No! No! You don't get to do that anymore.
No, you don't.
Right? If you're not going to read the intelligence briefings, but you're going to give advice to Arnold Schwarzenegger? What planet am I on?
Have you ever tried to tell somebody, I don't know if you probably hang out with them, we happen to run into people that voted for Trump. I get it. But when I bring that up to them, I say, all they ever say is, it's not illegal. It's not illegal. He can do what he wants. It's not illegal.
It is illegal.
Yeah, I know it is. It is.
It is illegal. It's called conflict of interest.
Right.
Okay? Hold on a sec. I've got somebody at the door. It's very important.
Okay.
there's stuff going on here. They're bringing my 2x4s.
Yeah. It's supplies for the wood shop.
I can't even open my door. That's the sad part. Yeah, there we go. Hold on.
10:40 in the morning. Who do you expect?
That was they're bringing my newspapers.
Got it. All right.
So now I can really get enraged.
How many you get, and do you actually read them all?
I read the New York Post to get the news that hasn't happened.
Right. Okay.
It's just, I call it, they've always been in a post-truth era.
Yes, they have been.
You know, they just, you go, my God, you know, you read the New York Post, you go, whew. You know, that couldn't have happened, and then 3 weeks later it does. And then I get the New York Times. It's a complete, so I'm a balanced reader.
Yes, you are.
You are.
You know,
yes, you
as opposed
are.
To these schmucks out there. I'm going to have to watch Fox today. I'm on Breitbart. I don't care what the facts are. Yeah, they're facts.
You know my brother-in-law, don't you?
Yeah, that's the hard part. I literally can't talk to people anymore.
I don't either.
And then so far it's been on the road okay, but I have to say that...
Shows, post-election shows for Lewis Black. Now, people, they should know what they're getting into with you, but you hammer everybody. Has anybody been yelling out Trump, pro-Trump stuff?
Just a little, you know, because John goes on and basically... helps. But my opening at Bowman goes on, and basically he wears a blonde wig.
Does he?
Oh.
Yeah, walks out with a blonde wig on and talks about how he'd been working on all this material for months, anticipating a different outcome.
Man, I got to see Bowman in a wig, man.
And then he does. He does 2 to 3 minutes of Hillary jokes.
Oh, okay.
He does Hillary's inauguration jokes that he said he wrote.
Yeah,
and then he takes the wig and turns it, and he's Donald Trump.
Got it.
So it's really kind of remarkable. And so that kind of – and then I go on and just say that, I just go, you don't have a majority, so shut up. I don't care. You can tell me you got whatever. I said, you know who won? I won. Because 64% of us didn't – 64% of us weren't even involved in this thing. So, you know, in terms of making any decisions about what's going on out there. So you didn't win.
They didn't win. And
then every so often somebody in the audience goes, you're a loser.
Oh, man.
You know, and it's like, well, no, I didn't lose because I didn't want her to win either.
Yeah, I love the fact that I still don't understand people paying money to go see Lewis Black. You're a very funny guy besides your political points of view. You're just a funny dude. And who goes to the show that doesn't like you?
Do they walk out? Do you walk anybody?
I had somebody, I don't know if I told, yeah, no, we hadn't talked. I played in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, you told us this story last time we talked.
Yeah,
you can bring it up again because you were afraid for your life for a second, right?
Well, there was a moment when the guy looked like he was getting, you know, they do that. They have a open carry. You can carry a moose on your back and have a shotgun in your arm. And they don't care. Because God knows coming to one of my shows is a terrifying experience. So he stood up and it looked like he was going for a gun. Because his wife was upset with me,
man.
You know, but normally that has not been the case. And as a matter of fact, I played in Thackerville, Oklahoma.
All right,
which you can barely find on a map.
Yeah,
I told them though they were, you know, they really didn't. If there was any place in the world that didn't have to worry about a terrorist invasion, it was this place. Nobody goes to Thackerville unless they want to. So they were all. You know, Trump and in Tunica, Mississippi, all Trump and the people were as nice as could be.
Yeah,
they loved the show. They were gracious. You know, and they get it.
Well, they bought tickets to go see you, so they must get it. They got to get it. Yeah.
They know what to expect.
Yeah.
Because what I get so tired of is this thing where you're a liberal. You know, shut up. First off, no.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm psychotic. That's a different party.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm big on, there's a certain, I expect conservatives to figure out how to cut fat, how to basically look at things in an economic, fiscal fashion. I expect I expect that anyone living in the 21st century doesn't think that the entire scientific community isn't lying to them about climate change.
That drives me crazy. That's my pet peeve right there.
There's nothing conservative about it. You know what it's called? It's called blanket ignorance. It's stupidity.
Yep.
You know, I think we're only going to, the rapture's coming, so why are we worried? What kind of a schmuck?
Yeah. Yep. Did you bring up the rapture in Thackerville?
No. No, but I should have. Yeah, I should have. That's ground zero for it. They've already experienced it.
What, was it an arena there? Where is Thackerville? Outside of, at least outside?
It's outside, it's 80 miles outside of Dallas. It's one of the world's largest casinos.
Got it. Lewis Black with us, of course. I'm sure you recognize that.
I want to know, and I love this acronym. Write down the first letter of every one of these words here. Lewis's exclusive community, this is his fan club, is called the Frustrated Union.
Well, I know what that's going to spell.
Cynical Kindreds Universal.
Man, that's
so
great.
How does one join that exclusive community?
One, it's a very exclusive community. It's like you go to my website, you pay $20, and then what you get is, if you ever want to go to a show, what it does is it cuts out any having to dealing with the ticket hack, you know, that ticket.
Got it.
You know, those guys, the...
So you get
the best, you'll get a seat in the first eight rows.
Straight from
the top. That's excellent.
And so I cut out all of, so, you know, because people go on in the first eight rows after we open it's somebody's already bought the ticket and you paid $200 for it. Well, this way you pay what you should pay for it. And then they go, well, why are we paying the $20? Well, here's why. Because I have to have people who do this. It doesn't happen automatically.
No.
You have to form a fan club in order to be, it's the only way to beat scalpers.
Yeah, to get your real fans in the front rows, of even rock bands are doing the same thing for that, right? Yeah, they're doing that.
Yeah, no, that's, and then the other thing is that I've done 175 after shows where I do a live stream after every show. And those are, those are all online there, and then you have access to all of that.
Lou, there's a thing.
So that's like, God knows how many minutes of my crap.
They're talking about social media. I was going around last week or so on Facebook. There was a little video of you from Caroline's in 1990.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, now I saw, I think we met you in the mid-90s, so you weren't too much older. But the 1990 one still kind of freaked me out a little bit. First of all, you had a real big Jufro, which I kind of dug. you know what? It's funny because you get video, any of us in 1990 as opposed to now, we're going to look different. We get that. But, you know, your demeanor, everything about that 90s show at Caroline's was pretty dead on. You didn't sound much different than you do now.
You were still the character.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. No, it's always just been a refinement of that schmuck that I started out on stage. You know, all I've done is refine it.
I know, but it's a good bit.
You've never flipped parties. You've always been psychotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've never. I've always been the one. More so now, too. It's just, I don't know how people miss it. It's all a matter of compromise. This madness of, well, we're going to go this way. I mean, the thing is that the Democrats had the thing, and how come they couldn't do anything is because they started eating each other, and the Republicans are going to eat each other.
Oh, they're totally going to eat each other, right.
You know, and then I don't know how long they're going to tolerate his, it's just beyond belief.
And he's not in office yet. He's not even in office yet.
And he's not even in office, but, you know, can somebody grab his tweeter? Because, you know, he tweets out, well, you know, the Lockheed people, are they're charging too much, and Lockheed stock drops. You know, what? Do you have no sense at all of your effect on your environment?
He doesn't, and a lot of Republicans have a lot of money, and they're not going to like that stock dropping either, you know?
No.
You know, that's where it's going to draw the line there, when he starts tweeting about somebody's company stock.
Yeah. Got to realize, you know, there's going to be consequences to some of his tweets.
Yes. Yeah. But it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what they do with the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, we have a doctor who listens to this program, a good friend of ours. She practices in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and she's a big ACA backer, and she knows what it's about. She knows it helps people, and she's really worried. But a guy on the street knows more, though, apparently.
The problem is that it did go up for a lot. What they did do, I mean, you know, what was wrong with it from the very beginning was is they put the increase of, you know, to cover the folks who needed to be covered. They put it on the backs of people of the working poor,
yeah,
as they
yeah.
now call them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that didn't, you know, what did you expect? And they're the ones. There was a thing yesterday in Kentucky where there was 80%, you know, it was literally the drop was extraordinary, the amount of people who were being covered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that were all of these people were being got coverage of, you know, never had health insurance, now have health insurance, and the county voted against.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've always been
curious.
Isn't
it amazing? Yeah. Isn't it amazing?
What do guys like you who don't work for a corporation, what do you do for insurance?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I have the union insurance.
Okay.
I've got SAG and AFTRA, who can't come together. They've now combined as a union, and they still can't get, this is 8 years into it, I think, and they can't get the two unions they can't get the insurance straightened out to make it one insurance, which is why we did it in the first place.
Louie, before we let you go, you got a great tradition. You get out of the country during Christmas. Where are you going this year?
Well, no, I do it in Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Thanksgiving, that's right. Where'd you go?
I went to Rome.
Oh, yeah?
And the folks out there should know that the Italians are crazy. And the Italians are really crazy. And guess what they think we are?
Nuts.
Even crazier.
Yeah, they think we're crazier. And they're saying things like, we were really surprised. These are people who speak, you know, half English. Saying to me, we surprised that no issues discussed.
My God.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
I mean, and they call them, you know, some of the folks out there, I have to look it up. It's Italy Berlusconi.
Man.
Who was there, Trump.
Yeah, he was.
And they say, you know, they thought, we knew we were stupid, but we didn't think Americans were that stupid.
Man, well, we are. We are.
You know? And then there'll be people going, I can't believe you did it. It's him. Got it? Do you understand this, people? It's him. And you may think he's a lovable little man.
Nope.
Good luck. Because you're going to get sick and tired of that half-witted speech that spews out of his mouth.
That's
40 years I've spent with it, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, every time we talk to a New Yorker, a guy that's been there in the belly of the beast for a long time, they have the same attitude you do about that guy. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Good luck.
All right, buddy.
You got a president who can't speak in, who is one of the worst speech makers ever. He makes Dan Quayle look brilliant.
Are we going to get to see you when you come to town in April?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring us something from the wood shop?
I'm going to bring you some tiny little chairs, and I'm actually doing ceramics. I'll be making a tea set.
Good to know you're calming down there. Thanks, Lou.
Right. Hey, guys. You know, happy yeah. Merry and all that jazz.
Yeah, you
okay?
too, brother. Take
yeah,
care,
you too, brother.
Right. Okay, right. Take care.
Love you.
We got to go. Paul Mercurio later on. He's another New Yorker, by the way. He'll phone the program. Actually, he'll be on the program tomorrow. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, guys.
Nick will be with Paul this too. We got to go. Bye.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is property of the E.W. Scripps Company. Copyright 2016. All rights reserved.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.